Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
How has your working day gone? How distracted have you been this afternoon? Is there something that you have got more than half an eye on that isn't your work? I will hold my hand up and say that is very much the case for me today. My oldest son is flying to Tenerife this afternoon, and I can't lie. This dad has a tab open on the computer next to him, tracking that flight. Just off the Portuguese coast, just under 2 hours left to go. Good luck to his girlfriend that he sat next door to. I know what that boy is like flying. It's a nightmare. I'm ready for your texts, and the socials are open as well, and the voting for our ultimate Britpop anthem. But I can't lie, I have got more than half an eye on that flight to Tenerife. So I do want to know what your distraction is this afternoon. What you're keeping a lookout for. Maybe it's some kind of bargain that you're looking at, some kind of shopping. Maybe it's a sporting event. Or a sporting rumour, a transfer per se. What have you got more than half an eye on that isn't your work? Let me know, come clean, be honest on home time this afternoon. For me, my son flying to Tenerife, just tracking that flight until he gets there at six. Andrew has got in touch, says I am the same every time they go away. But today, I have half an eye out for Oasis tickets in September at Wembley, and that is after watching them on Saturday and Sunday just gone. He must have loved it. Believe the hype. That's all I'll say. Judy says, that's totally me, flight tracking. Daughter's on her way to Palma, not taken off yet, but I'll be tracking when she's up in the sky. Let us know the details, Julie. I've got time to track two flights. Not that I know your daughter. That's a bit weird. Got more than half an eye on this car, says this text. It's an old 90s Honda Civic. I'm planning to pick it up straight after work. It's a bargain deal. And I'm going to surprise my best friend with it. What, as a gift? Or driving out for a lift in an old 90s Civic? Let me know. More details, please. Chris, what are you keeping half an eye on?
I'm distracted by an impending trip to the Loire Valley in France tomorrow morning. Set off at 6 and go and get into some delicious wine.
Now, Chris, OK, you're going to need to tell me how this is distracting you this afternoon so that I'm assured that this is not just a humble brag.
No, I think it might be a humble brag.
If you'd said to me that you'd got some kind of like French atlas out after all the discussion about big atlases on the show yesterday and you were planning your route down to the Loire and all that kind of stuff, I might have believed you. But this is merely a humble brag.
Oh, absolutely. No, I'm supposed to be concentrating on the tractor I'm driving, but I'm distracted by packing and servicing car and just the thought of all that wine.
Where are you driving your tractor? Do tell me it's on a field right now, yes?
It is on a field.
Good. OK. Chris, I'm going to let you go. Have a safe trip. And very jealous. Bring us back a wine.
I will do. I'll trade you one for a bucket hat.
Oh, now we've got a deal. OK, fine. I'm looking at the producer. It's a nod. One's going your way.
Ah, magic.
Look, Bush might not be here. He's on holiday at the moment. We're still getting Everton content. He says whether Everton will be able to field something larger than a five-a-side team on the opening day of the season. I do hope Bush is managing to relax and is not distracted by their transfer dealings. Lisa says, it's an Amazon order I've got my eye on. My son needs a new mouse. He can't wait for it to arrive. And then Catherine in Fife, I can very much identify with this. I keep checking my emails for confirmation of my supermarket delivery to see if I have any substitutions. I've yet to get the fruit tart that I order each time online. It's very rarely in store. That's the kind of thing that annoys me. My last three online orders, they never have the hollandaise that I'm after. Catherine, I feel your pain. Do let me know if you get your tart. Catherine has been back in touch. Her of the supermarket tart delivery debacle. Delivery's coming between 8 and 9. She's going to keep refreshing and will let us know before the end of the show if the tart has been replaced. Thank you ever so much.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
An update. My son's about half an hour away from Tenerife. What's been distracting you this afternoon? It's what I've been asking. What are you keeping more than just half an eye on Some of these are brilliant. Jeanette is trying not to eat a double-decker so it doesn't spoil tea. Good luck on that. Not sure I'd be quite as successful as you there. Julie is keeping half an eye on a delivery from Wix of some wood. No doubt something very exciting about to be constructed at home. A nameless one here. See, so many of these have been a bit frivolous, things that you're being distracted by. How about this? Do I quit a well-paid job and go self-employed for current company's biggest rival? There's a distraction, wow. And then you got stuff like this. I'm seeing if Sesko comes to Manchester United rather than Newcastle. Good old transfer rumours. And then finally for now, keep these coming though, 8-12-15. Very rarely does a text message make me blush and we're still able to read it out. Hannah says, I'm keeping an eye on my sat-nav arrival time. Travelling 2.5 hours to spend some time with my amazing husband. We have a child-free night and he's working away a lot recently. So I'm currently driving down south to see him. The mind boggles. I think we'll move on.
Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
One more thing that is distracting me, and it's related to Absolute Radio's Britpop Summer, and that is the fact that the 100 cricket tournament has started today. London Spirit versus the Oval Invincibles has been on telly during the show this afternoon. I've kept half an eye on that as well, and it keeps on reminding me of the fact that obviously I've got this thing going with Bush, which has kind of almost been negated now because we both eventually got to go to see Oasis, but I did strike a deal with him that for him to go to that first gig out in Cardiff, he'd come and watch some cricket with me. He's only going to be back from holiday for like 2 days, and then it's in the diary, we're going to go and watch a game at Lord's, which I'm really excited about. Finally get him to go and watch a game of cricket with me, which he's never done. He's always refused. He's the world's most disorganised man. I swear he's going to come back, have forgotten all about it. So fingers crossed, watch this space. Do you remember talking earlier about the fella who was keeping half an eye on an old 90s Honda Civic and was like, what are you keeping an eye on that for? So he's going to surprise his best friend with it. Have a listen to this. It's Curtis. He says, we're going from Kent to Scotland and back via Wales on a road trip in some cheap cars, but we've got to buy them for one another. I'm still waiting to see what he gets from me. He's living the life of like an old Top Gear episode. Love it. And then John, saying earlier about, oh, I'm tracking me son flying to Tenerife at the moment. He's got better holiday than I did. Didn't know this. Here's a great little hack if you're a parent that likes to track your kids. If you message yourself the flight number on your iPhone, press on it, all the flight details come up. This is witchcraft. I've just tried out that thing about that bloke saying about if I message myself on an iPhone, the flight details, and then hold my finger on it and it brings them up. Didn't work. Serves me right for believing you lot, doesn't it?
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Here on Home Time, it is New Toy Tuesday. What is new to you right now that you cannot get enough of? On this show, we love a gadget. Everyone loves a new toy. So it's a chance for you to rave about something that is new to you. Maybe others will hear about it for the first time. I've obviously been away for a week. I've been aggressively barbecuing. I have to tell you about my meat probe. Cue people doing Kenneth Williams looks at each other's. No, this is for meat. What it does, and the reason it's so clever, is it Bluetooths to the phone, right? So you'd stick your probe in the meat. That's a good job, Bush, ain't here. Stick your probe in the meat. To your phone from the oven or the barbecue is telling you the temperature of the meat, the temperature of the oven, how long to go on your cook, and gives you an alert when to get it out when it's the right temperature. Before I even bore myself, let me tell you one more thing. I bought a chicken at the weekend. Packet said do it for 1.5 hours. My probe goes off after 56 minutes. Out it comes. You hate a dry chicken, don't you? Honestly, it's a game changer. My barbecue game right now has never been better. When it hits autumn, they are going to be queuing out the front door for my roasts. Honestly. New Toy Tuesday, that's mine. That's what I can't get enough of. I'm boring everyone about it. And I know I'm boring people. I am concerned that by raving about my meat probe, it has turned into some kind of double entendre kind of fest. Dan says, I have got one of those, Richie. It's amazing. I used it on my pork at the weekend. Everything just seems rude, but genuinely, this thing was fantastic. Do let me know, what is the new toy that you can't get enough of right now? It's new to you, could be a new thing to someone else. We want to share. I love this from Martin. This is a bit of me, this is. Martin says, my new toy is the Logitech G29 steering wheel and pedals for PC and PS5. The next sentence will astonish you. Martin says, my time on Farming Simulator has been transformed by beyond compare. Oh, I love it, Martin. I mustn't get Farming Simulator. I don't have time for that in my life. Or the patience from anybody else. Joe, what is your new toy?
My new toy is Ray-Ban Meta AI sunglasses.
Wow. Are these things that I've started to see online where you can stream what you're seeing? Is that how it works? What's the deal, Joe?
So you can do all sorts with them, Richie. You can look at a building and say, hey, Meta, where am I? What am I looking at? They're amazing.
Wow. And do they function as sunglasses as well?
Yes. So they have the tinted glass, so it goes clear when you're indoors. And then when you're in the sun, they go darker. They're amazing. Oh. And it translates in different languages as well.
Joe, did you get yourself this, or was this a toy that is a gift?
Oh, it was a gift from my amazing husband.
Wow. Wow, Joe. I tell you what, I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to ask you the price. We're all going to Google it afterwards, Joe. But he sounds like a keeper.
Oh, he definitely is.
Very jealous of your glasses, Joe. Brilliant. Enjoy.
Thank you, Richie.
Right, Alex is hanging on. What is the new toy, Alex? Tell us.
It's the night vision goggles. It's a PBS 14. So it's, you can see in the dark, you can pick up infrared light and see perfectly in pitch black.
Alex, I have been saying for so many years, on deaf ears this falls, and understandably so, that I'd love some night vision goggles. Now, what do you want and need them for, Alex? I'm so jealous.
Well, seeing in the dark, mainly.
yes.
We've got a couple of friends that have got them as well, so we'll go out for walks all at night around some of the local areas, and, it's just a different way of going hiking.
That's incredible. What about getting up in the middle of the night and going to the toilet? That's something that I'd use mine for.
Yes, it's probably an expensive way to do that, but you could definitely do that.
Oh, wow. I said to somebody about 10 minutes ago, I'm going to Google once this call is over, because I'll protect your modesty, but that sounds like a pricey thing. Was that a gift to you, or did you treat yourself?
That was a treat to myself. That was, a 30th birthday present to myself.
Wow. Goodness knows what happens when you reach 40, Alex.
Yeah, midlife crisis will be great.
Good for you. Well, at least you're not going to be stubbing your toe in the night. Very jealous.
Absolutely.
Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.